Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 26, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Airwallex expands payment acceptance to the U.S. Airwallex has expanded payment acceptance to the U.S. to accelerate its development process and optimize cross-border payments for customers. RBI bars Kotak Bank. The RBI has ordered Kotak Mahindra Bank to stop onboarding new customers through its online and mobile banking channels and stop issuing new credit cards. Finastra launches next-gen mobile banking. Global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces Finastra has announced the launch of its next-gen mobile banking solution. Visa enters the AWS Partner Network. U.S.-based payment card services corporation Visa has announced that it entered the AWS Partner Network, APN, to enhance and simplify digital payments worldwide. WEX partners with Booking.com to improve global travel solutions. Global commerce platform WEX has become Booking.com's preferred virtual card provider to simplify travel-related purchases for customers. FastSpring, EBANX expand PIX payments for digital products in Brazil. FastSpring has partnered with fintech EBANX to augment the payment experience with PIX in Brazil, facilitating global expansion for digital product companies. Copa partners with Bottomline. Business spend management platform Copa has partnered with Bottomline to simplify digital payment processes for businesses. PayU receives in-principle approval from RBI. Online payment solutions provider PayU has announced that it received in-principle approval from the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to operate as a payment aggregator, PA. Fidesta chooses Identfi to streamline remote client identification. Cyprus-based provider of trust services Fidesta has implemented Identfi, SID, AML, phone, and address verification solutions for an improved customer experience. Paystan buys TeamPay. Paystan, the global leader in blockchain-enabled B2B payments, today announced the acquisition of TeamPay, an industry-leading spend management software. Alipay enables digital payment from 14 overseas e-wallets in Hong Kong. Users of 14 popular overseas e-wallets from 9 countries and regions can now make payments in Hong Kong using their home apps through Alipay Plus, a suite of cross-border mobile payment and digitalization technology solutions operated by Ant International. Alphabet and Microsoft shares soar thanks to AI investments. Share prices of big tech companies Google and Microsoft shot up on Friday, a result of large investments in artificial intelligence, AI, that led to immediate revenue returns. Visa develops dashboard to make sense of stablecoin activity. Visa has teamed up with blockchain data provider Allium Labs to build a dashboard that helps people make sense of stablecoin activity. EU expands AML regulation impacting cryptocurrency compliance. The European Parliament has voted to adopt a package of laws to strengthen the EU's AML and terrorist financing toolkit, with a particular impact on the cryptocurrency industry. UK GDP could fall 12% due to nature degradation, Green Finance Institute. According to research from the Green Finance Institute, damage to the natural environment could cause a 12% loss to UK GDP in the future. Economic conditions, energy, cost of living rank highly in ethical risk factors for UK businesses. What is ethical risk? Ethical risk consists of the risks that could impede an organization's ability to live up to its ethical values and standards, which impact consumer trust, reputation, and financial performance. Sustainable Development Goals take G20 Tech Sprint center stage. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, and the Banco Central do Brasil have put sustainable finance at the center of the latest G20 Tech Sprint hackathon competition. Tradition appoints Michelle Everard as Global Head of E-Commerce and Digitalization. Tradition, one of the largest global transactional and market data platform in financial and commodity-related products, has today announced the appointment of accomplished industry veteran, Michelle Everett, as its global head of e-commerce and digitalization. NetBank partners with Intel Solon, Philippines. NetBank, a rural bank, has announced a partnership with Intel Solon. Splitit launches FiPayLater. US-based installment service Splitit has launched the FiPayLater solution to provide its merchant network to banks and card issuers aiming to offer installment plans to customers. Elavon and FreedomPay join forces. Elavon has announced its expanded collaboration with FreedomPay, which aims to deliver integrated commerce solutions and omni-channel payments technology. Nayix partners with DKV Mobility to expand payment reach in Europe. Israel-based fintech Nayix has joined forces with DKV Mobility to expand payment acceptance for fuel and service cards across Europe, enhancing customer convenience. Wise Platform and T2P collaborate cross-border transfers in Thailand. Wise Platform and T2P have announced their partnership aimed at improving the efficiency and transparency of international money transfers in Thailand. Entrust introduces IDV authentication solution. Entrust has introduced an authentication solution consolidating identity verification, IDV, and identity and access management, IAM, into a single platform. NextGen Nordics 2024. Entangling Request to Pay. In a panel session discussing the current state of play of Request to Pay in the Nordics, Finextra's head of research Gary Wright spoke with Per Nilsson, business development manager at Bank Girot, Anders Olofsson, head of PAS at Tietoevry Banking, and Paul Francis Walvik Joint, senior vice president of real-time payments at MasterCard. MasterCard enhances fintech programs. MasterCard is enhancing the Engage program and Fintech Express platform, making it even easier for fintechs and enablers to partner with MasterCard when to quickly build and deploy solutions globally. Elavon and FreedomPay expand collaboration. Elavon, a leading global payments provider, today announces its expanded collaboration in Europe with FreedomPay, a global leader in next-level commerce technologies. iPipeline appoints Adam Boone as CFO. iPipeline, a leading provider of digital solutions for the life insurance and wealth management industries, today announces the appointment of Adam Boone as Chief Financial Officer, who will lead the financial management activities for the growing global business. Nuvo boosts credit application software with Equifax. Nuvo, the fastest trade credit management platform for B2B sellers, has announced a strategic relationship with Equifax, a leading global data, analytics and technology company. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.